My dear friends, we now start. We're now going to enter deeper into the mystery of Holy Week with this day. We see in the Gospel how Jesus, the Son of God, lowered himself, taking the job of a slave to wash the feet of his disciples. Jesus, the Son of God, lowered himself to wash the feet of his disciples. Why? To give us an example of how to love one another. In this Mass, the Church recommends that we speak upon the mystery of the institution of the Eucharist, the institution of the priesthood, and of the sacrament of love. And this reading is very important, my dear friends. First of all, look at, for all of you young people, all right, open your ears and open your hearts, all right, because the Lord has something to say. This is the day that the Lord had made to glorify his real presence in the Eucharist. Real presence. It's his body, blood, soul, and divinity. It is not a symbol. It is not a piece of bread. It is the Lord Jesus. And this is a gift that we should tremble before. Bow down in all humility and unworthiness. Us as priests, you as people, all of us. You know, we're his people. But it's such a great mystery. A real mystery. God has given himself over to us as our food. A food that ignites love in us. His love, his person, enters into us. His sentiments, his feelings, his thoughts, everything that he is as God enters into us. And it transforms us into him. It divinizes us. It makes us like God. We need this Eucharist. We're so poor. We're so frail. You know, we're so tempted. We're so given over to sin. And we need an antidote. We need something to cure us. We need his love to cure us. And the Eucharist is that solution. We need to discover the love of Jesus in the Eucharist. Every day, my dear friends, every day, we have an opportunity to receive God in us. We enter into him in an intimate and sweet union of love. It's all about love, my dear friends. This day is all about love. It's about the death of self. The death of selfishness. I cannot believe in Jesus Christ. I cannot see what he has done for these apostles, what he has done for me, without falling in love with him. We have to think during this week, my dear friends. We have to ponder everything we hear, everything we see, the inspirations that the Holy Spirit is going to give us. We must think and let ourselves be loved this Holy Week. My dear friends, listen, this is without you know, the holiness and the greatness of the Eucharist. It doesn't exist without priests, men that have fallen in love with Jesus above all other things, all other people. They've discovered Jesus in their lives. Jesus has entered into their lives and Jesus has conquered their hearts. So much so, Brother Andrew, I'm going to put you on the spot again. I'm sorry. I feel very inspired to do this because it's a great example. You know, Brother Andrew, he had a really beautiful girlfriend when he was in college. Not only she was beautiful physically, and she was a good girl. Everything that a man would want as a young person in high school, he had it right there. And what did he do? He gave her up for Jesus. There he is in a couple months. He's going to be Father Andrew. Oh, I love this story. It's not even my story, but it moves me every time I have to preach it because it's so dang beautiful. Beautiful. I don't even know. Beautiful, Lord. Three times. He has fallen in love. See, look at this. God, ladies, do not try to compare yourselves to God. If there's a guy out there, and if Jesus has his eyes on him, if Our Lady has her eyes on him, do not come near him, because you're going to lose. And even if you win, you're going to lose. All right? You don't go against God. Listen, and guys, if God is calling you to the priest, and it's needed. Look, I don't give the vocation. No priest gives the vocation. It is God who gives the vocation. I'm just the mouth that he's going to use to kind of wake some of you guys up, all right? God is going to call some of you guys. I'm sure of it. He needs priests. But listen, guys, how do you see Jesus Christ? How do you see him? Well, some God up there that I can't never get to know. He's someone hidden in the tabernacle, if he's really there. Guys, do you pray? Everyone needs to pray, whether you're going to get married or you're going to be a priest. Everyone needs to pray. Our first vocation is holiness. And I can't be holy without God. So I need to get to know God, to love God. And as I start to know him, and I open up my heart to him, and I let him love me, I let him enlighten me, I let him take over my life, he starts to show me the path that he wants for me. If he calls you to be married, thank him for it. It's a beautiful and holy vocation. And it needs beautiful and holy people to enter into it. But if he calls you to be a priest, that's where he's calling you to. And if he is the creator, if he's your creator, if he's your God, if he's your savior, if he should be your everything, if you talk to him and discover that love, you're going to see that what he has planned for you is better than what you have planned for yourself. You don't know what heaven is like. You can't see the spiritual world yet. You haven't tasted the ecstasies that the saints have tasted, the love that they have tasted. You've got to enter into this, guys. All you married people as well, eh? All of us. We need to enter into the love of God, into that relationship of love. And as we start to enter into that love, he inspires us. He starts to give you the strength to give up a worldly good, like Brother Andrew did. He gave up a beautiful worldly good for a greater supernatural good. He had courage, a courage that comes from love. Ouch. Guys, when I'm speaking like this, I'm telling you, God, I really think God is tired of being silent sometimes. So that's why he called me to be a priest, to be his mouth. Scream at him, Brother Henry, you know? Listen, guys, again, this is a beautiful moment. It's not about screaming about, but it is about waking up our soul. Mira, listen to this. Look, listen to this. All right. This is a phrase. These are some phrases that I like. This is from Thomas Merton. He was a monk that, well, died, but I'm not going to get into his life. But I love this phrase, this paragraph. Listen to this. If you are afraid to love, never become a priest. Never say Mass. The Mass will draw down upon your soul a torrent of interior suffering, which has only one function: to break you wide open and let everybody in the world into your heart. Ouch. For when you begin to say Mass, the Spirit of God awakens like a giant inside of you and bursts the locks of your private sanctuary. If you say Mass, you condemn your soul to a torrent of love that is so vast and insatiable that you will never be able to bear it alone. That love is the love of the heart of Jesus, burning within your own heart and bringing down upon you the huge weight of his compassion for all the sinners of the world. Ouch. How beautiful this is. If you're afraid to love, well, if you're afraid to love, you're not only not called to be a priest, but you're not even called to be married. Because you need a lot of love to get married as well. Love is the key factor in every vocation. But the Mass, to celebrate the Holy Mass that Christ has instituted, what should be the disposition of our hearts, my dear friends, especially the hearts of the priests when they celebrate this beautiful Mass? St. John Vianney, let's see what he has to say about the priests. Listen to, you know, you kind of tremble when you read this. It says, what is a priest? A man who holds the place of God. He who listens to you listens to me. He who despises you despises me, said the Lord. When the priest remits sins, he does not say God pardons you. He says, I absolve you. At the consecration, he does not say, this is the body of our Lord. He says, this is my body. He acts in persona Christi. If we had not the sacrament of orders, we should not have our Lord. Who placed him there in the tabernacle? It was the priest. Who was it that received your soul on its entrance into life? Baptism. The priest. Who nourishes it? To give it strength, to make its pilgrimage, the Eucharist, the priest, who will prepare it to appear before God by washing that soul for the last time in the blood of Jesus Christ, unction, the priest, always the priest. And if that soul comes to the point of death, who will raise it up? Who will restore it to calmness and peace and confession? Again, the priest. You cannot recall one single blessing from God without finding side by side with this recollection the image of the priest. Go to confession to the Blessed Virgin or to an angel. Will they absolve you? No. A priest, however, simple as he may be, can do it. He can say to you, go in peace, I pardon you. Oh, how great is the priest! The priest will not understand the greatness of his office till he is in heaven. If he understood it on earth, he would die, not of fear, but of love. The priest is not a priest for himself. He does not give himself absolution. He does not administer the sacraments to himself. He is not for himself. He is for you. After God, the priest is everything. Leave a parish 20 years without priests, and they will worship beasts. When people wish to destroy religion, they begin by attacking the priest, because where there is no longer any priest, there is no sacrifice. Where there is no longer any sacrifice, there is no religion. My dear friends, you gotta get this. Parents, you know, this is important for you, because if God chooses your family, chooses you to choose, if he chooses to take one of these little ones from amongst you, it's a blessing. A bless. No, don't take my child. Take somebody else's child. No. Very bad. Muy mal. If you're thinking that way, it's bad. Praise God. Take my child. Take my daughter for a consecrated religion. Take my son for a priest if you should wish so. Here they are. I'm here to do your will. They're your children. Young people. Young people. Listen. You guys got it difficult. There's so much going on in the war. There's so much going on in the world. The war that the devil is placing and waging against you little guys. Because God knows how much you little guys are worth. We heard Sister Catherine say that, no? The price of God's blood. You're worth a lot, little ones. And God has high hopes for you. He wants to do great things in you and through you. But you got to give him a chance. You got to listen to him speaking into your heart. You have to learn how to pray. When your mom and your dad tell you, come on, we're going to pray the rosary, you should go and pray that rosary. Say it well. Ask Our Lady to protect you from all that is evil in the world. Ask Our Lady, Mom, put God's love in my heart. Enlighten my mind with faith and hope so I can truly believe in what God has to say to me, so I can fight the good fight. So when everyone else that's around me is doing what is wrong, I will have the strength of love to do what is right. And I won't be afraid of what people think of me. Young people, don't let bad people influence you. Pope Francis said, the joyful young people is hard to manipulate. The joyful young person is hard to manipulate. If I'm in God's grace, if I'm in God's love, and I have His peace and His joy within me, the world, the devil, the flesh, not going to manipulate me, because God, I'm going to be onto Him. The Holy Spirit is going to enlighten me. He's going to show me that's not love, that's fake. Get out of here. That's not love, that's hate. Get out of here. That's not love, that doesn't bring me to God. Get out of here. You know, we're going to become wise. And we need this, young people. There's so many people. Who here does not want to be loved? They're truly loved. Aren't you sick and tired of hearing the words and then getting the lie afterwards? I want to be loved. And I know that God, when He says, I love you, He means it. Why? Because He's proven it. He's shown Himself on the cross. He's going to wash our feet tonight. He's going to wash all of our feet tonight. He's going to wash us from our sins. Confession is going to be open. The throne of mercy is going to be open for everyone. Don't be afraid to come close to Him. Don't be afraid to let Him wash you. When He washes the dirt away from our eyes, from our minds, from the eyes of our hearts, from our hearts, we're going to be able to see what is truly good, what is right, what is just, what is pure, what is holy. But if I'm living with that dirt all over me, I'm going to make mistakes. And then one small mistake is going to lead to a bigger mistake, which is going to lead to a bigger mistake. And then the devil is just going to have his way with me. I must let Jesus wash me tonight. Lord, say it. Every one of you, wherever you guys are in your level of faith, wherever you guys are, say, Jesus, I want to be yours tonight. I want to be totally yours. Wash everything that is in me that is not pleasing to you. Let your blood cleanse me. Let this Eucharist enter into a heart that truly loves. Lord, here's my heart. Take it. I don't want it anymore. I want you to possess my heart. I want you to be number one in my heart. All right, my dear friends, we got a Holy Week coming. Amen. That's what we got to say. Amen, my dear friends. Are you ready? Here we go. Are you ready for it?
Amen.
Huh? Remember, I'm glad you said that. Here you go. One more phrase. The Lord set you guys up for this one. Listen to this. Now, in these little retreats, remember, the devil is wide awake, and he knows our weaknesses. And he's going to do everything to dampen your time here, to make your time miserable here, so you take your eyes off of the one thing necessary. Now, listen to this phrase. Listen, Thomas Merton again. The more you try to avoid suffering, not little sufferings that you're going to have to experience here, the more you try to avoid suffering, the more you suffer, because smaller and more insignificant things begin to torture you in proportion to your fear of being hurt. The one who does most to avoid suffering is in the end the one who suffers most. So don't try to avoid it. If God sends it to you, see it as a gift. God is sending me this little suffering, this little splinter, for my sanctification. Without those little splinters, how am I going to prove my love for Him? Look, I'm screaming this. I bet you something big's coming my way. And I got to, you know, and if I'm talking, I got to be ready to walk the walk myself, eh? All of us have to do this. Am I ready to take what comes, what God wants to send me this Holy Week? And don't be cowards. Don't be cowards. Don't listen to the false voices, because the devil is always going to make you a coward. You've got to conquer yourself this Holy Week. You've got to say, I'm not going to run. I'm not going to hide. Here I am, Lord. Here I am. Do with me as you wish.